Love your enemies.
The test of your faith and the trial of your salvation will come when you meet difficult, rebellious, and cruel people. They will offend, injure, and deride you, or in their fanaticism, they may threaten you in the name of their religion. Then remember Christ, who has freely forgiven you all your sins. So you too should forgive your enemies from all your heart. The love of God will drive you to really love them. This is not unrealistic nor impossible, but it is an inner must coming from the heavenly power that dwells in you. May the Holy Spirit always grant us the strength and the will to fulfill the commandment of Christ. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven. A servant of God was traveling on his motorcycle in a deserted area. He saw a young hitchhiker standing on the roadside, indicating that he needed a ride, so he stopped and let him on. Shortly after driving off, the driver felt a gun in his back and heard a voice saying, "Stop! Get down! Give me your money and your passport!" The man of God got down from his bike and tried to take his wallet out of his pocket. The thief looked expectantly for the money and stretched out his hand to take it. At this moment, the driver struck the other hand of the thief so that his revolver fell. He grabbed for it, threw the shocked thief to the ground, knelt on him, and putting the revolver to his chest, frightened him with the words, "Pray and confess your sins, for the moment of your death is at hand. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. As you have done to me, I shall do to you." The thief under his knee cried, "Mercy, please, I am poor." The Christian answered him, "You are a thief and a killer. The wrath of God is upon you. Now you will die and go directly to hell." But the Christian continued, "This is the way you live. In former days I was like you. But now, after I met Christ who forgave my sins and conquered my hate, I forgive you. Go in peace." The thief stood up, looked at the Christian, and asked, astonished, "Do you really want to let me go? Aren't you going to shoot me in the back after I've walked 10 yards? Then the servant of God answered him, "No. But you shall know that I am not the one who grants you your life, but Christ. I am no better than you, but Christ who saved me wants to save you too. Believe in him and let him change your life so that you will not be thrown into the everlasting fire after you die." The thief walked away confused and looked back at the man until he disappeared in the darkness of the night. Not everyone experiences dramatic stories like this, but in our daily life, Christ teaches us to forgive others and to forget what they have done to us. We are to pray for them, even if they do not accept our service. Our Savior prayed for his enemies while he hung on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." This is the way followers of Christ should think and live. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. For love is stronger than death, and forgiveness is more powerful than hatred. Dear listener, If you have understood our explanation about the salvation of Christ, you may have noticed that there are two sides to this salvation. First, we are saved from sin and the last judgment. Secondly, we are guided to carry out the services of His love. Salvation needs a practical application. Mature believers walk in love, kindness, patience, meekness, humility, and happiness. Are you truly saved?